Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territories in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsy, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we'll be featuring a pre-recorded interview with a band called Things. We went down to Park Pub last year, located near English Bay on Davy Street, to see the Interstellar Riders, and we didn't have time to interview them, but we did get to interview and meet the members of Things, recommended by John in the House. All right, now let's get the music going because we have a lot of genres planned for this episode. We have rock, jazz, experimental, indie, but we're going to start off with hip-hop. Greg Beamish. And I have to warn you, listener's discretion is advised for this hour. This one's called Walking Down Robson on CJSF.
You too.
Yeah. Greg Beamish. Walking down Robson, going for a walk. Know what I mean?
Going for a walk.
Yeah. It's Greg B coming straight from my fucking couch at my fucking house to a cab that I'm jumping out. Now I'm at the show with the hoes, got them busting out boobs in my face. Now my girl wanna punch them out. Jumping up and down all around like a fucking clown. I ain't fuck around when it comes to busting something down. Dudes wanna murder me, they bitch ass, they hurting me. Now they talking shit, trying to get past security. Yeah, I'm from Tawasin, mobbing, bossing, flossing, drinking every night. Cause it's awesome, often. Y'all can find me walking down Robson. Stoned out my mind, it ain't a motherfucking problem. Tossing all these other rappers in a coffin. Stepping to Greg, you better proceed with caution. I'm mopping the flow up, smoking the draw up. Back at the crib with two hoes in the dough, shut off it. You can find me walking down Robson. Stoned out my mind, it ain't a motherfucking problem. Often, you can find me walking down Robson. Stoned out my mind, it ain't a
we on some fly shit. 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 We on some fly shit.
You don't wanna fuck with me. I'm what you love to be. You don't wanna fuck with me. I'm what you love to be. My name keep floating to the top while you underneath. Red beat blowing up the spots that you wanna be the best. Green busting up the seams of my dungarees. Test me. That'll be the day that you're gonna die. I could jump right out of a plane. Cause I'm sorta fly, sorta gotta step to the mic. Get the party rockin'. Sorta gotta punch in your light. Get some bodies droppin'. Bottles poppin', yeah, when the kids rappin'. Some shit happens, I'm about to empty my bladder up on your bitch asses. Pissin' on them, shittin' on them. Faker dissin' on them, nothing grippin' on them. Skinny jeans is never fittin' on them. Haters never trippin' on them. Six packs, sippin' on them. Now I got they bitch in the pool, skinny dippin' on them. Haters never trippin' on them. Six packs, sippin' on them. Now I got they bitch in the pool, skinny dipping on them.
We on some fly shit.
Woo! You too.
try my new dance move. Yeah. I kinda like my new dance move. Kinda goes with the beat, you know. Kinda like the way you move. Kinda wanna meet you.
Was Commodore Janitor by Super Distorter, and they have a show coming up April 18th at 8 p.m. at a bike shop called Our Community Bikes with Greg Beamish, Woman's Wrong, Amez, and Jamie. This is the fourth annual rock and roll fundraiser show and things performed on previous years, and they also have an album on Bandcamp dedicated to the fundraiser. Love that. All right, and we have a giveaway, folks. A giveaway! Two tickets to the April 18th Saturday 4th Annual Rock and Roll Fundraiser Show. Just comment on the Wham Bam East Van Instagram page and we'll choose a lucky winner. Next up, we have an interview with Olivier from Things and John in the House after the break.
Hi, we are Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca. Just a bend in time.
And how does it feel to get up? Hello, Olivier, and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Thank you. I'm Olivier Hart. I'm a guitarist in Vancouver, and I play in Things Rock Band.
Awesome. Yeah. We also have John in the house.
Hi. Yeah, I came down, and I was lucky to capture one of those songs, and I videoed it for, I'm going to send it to Olivier later, and put it on my YouTube channel, which is John the House on Location, where you are, on YouTube.
Awesome. All right, and tell me about your sound.
So I started playing guitar around grade 10, which is, so I was 15 or so, and then I just really liked it after that and just only played guitar. And after high school, I did like a year-long program in Vancouver here at the VSO, which is called the VSO Performance Prep Program. And now I'm in university for music out in Nova Scotia.
Oh, fantastic. So,
yeah.
Tell me about your bandmates.
Yeah, so Brent, I first met Brent through another guitar player friend who met him on a movie set. And they wanted another guitar player to see how it went, and it went well. So then I ended up joining the band. He actually wasn't with us tonight; it was just a trio. But normally there's four of us, so then there's two guitar players, and Jag is Brent's friend from Saskatoon.
2, 3, 4.
You had a very interesting guitar, like a shorter.
The Strandberg.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I'd never seen one of those before. Can you tell us about your instrument and how it plays?
To be honest, I mostly play jazz. That's kind of my main gig. Things is like, it's just to play something else, for variety. I have a hollow body Gretsch that I use for jazz a lot, and it's great, but I wanted something versatile as well for my other projects, so I ended up looking for guitars, and I really liked the Strandberg, not just because it doesn't have a head, but it's just a very unique guitar. It's got a very unique neck and the body, and it's very compact, and it sounds great too.
Are there any Vancouver jazz artists that you follow here?
My friend EJ in high school is the one who got me into jazz. So unlike a lot of guitar players, will start by playing blues and rock and stuff right away, and then later on they might get into jazz in university. But I kind of did the opposite of that because of my friend EJ, who's a jazz piano player in town, in high school, and then I didn't really start playing other genres until a couple years ago.
I have another question. Later on in the set, you had a young lady come up and sing.
Saiba, yeah.
Saiba.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's very exciting. A new beginning for her and another element in the sound of the things. So that's very exciting to hear you guys in the future and how she works out.
Yeah, I'm really excited to have you listening here. It'll be great.
Pick one of your original songs and tell me about it.
One of my original songs, it wouldn't have been that we played with Things, but I have a song called Four Vice that I like a lot that I just recorded, actually, and that'll be coming out with a couple other original songs that I've recorded. It just has to be mixed and then put out. It's very, the stuff that I write is very fusion, kind of Zappa-esque. I'm a big Zappa fan.
Mm. Oh yeah, I like Zappa.
Yeah.
I like the Dead, the Grateful Dead, all those like
bands.
They were kind of alternative in those days, you know, like very much different style of rock and roll.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Really anything that has improvisation in it is, mm-hmm. is the stuff I like.
You grew up in Vancouver. What high school did you go to?
I went to Jules Verne, which is a French high school, up until grade 10, and then I went to Tupper.
Awesome. Can you speak some French?
Bonjour, je m'appelle Olivier. Je suis un guitariste en Vancouver.
There, where can people follow you?
I'm on Instagram. Haven't been for that long, so I'm haven't posted that much stuff, but I'll be getting active on that, hopefully. My Instagram is Olivier's Music.
Thank you, Olivier, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah,
and stay tuned because we have another interview with Saiba from the band Things after these words from the Community Bikes.
Here at our Community Bikes, we use bikes as our tool for social change, to educate, enable, and empower people to move to another place in their lives. And we do that through different educational programs, community partnerships, ultimately want to make sure that people have access to a bike and the means to repair it, no matter what their circumstance.
I'm helping those people who are very strong people who are making to make it to come to this country, and their journey is not easy journey. But their wills are very strong. Mobility is a freedom for my clients. Bike is something they can go around, and it's not only healthy option, it's a freedom for them.
I'm Matiullah Ibrahimi. When I was a newcomer, I received a bike from our Community Bikes. It was one of the greatest things for me that I could go anywhere I want. I could also do Uber and DoorDash. It was really amazing. And it's just not about the transportation. It's a feeling of like freedom, and you will not have depression and a lot of anxiety as a newcomer in a country. You will be homesick, and it's really helping a lot.
Hi, I'm Casey. I'm the Oppenheimer Repair Clinic coordinator. My involvement down here has sort of affected me personally. You get a more varied idea of the lives that people live in the downtown East Side, and it's their means to get around. You get people that they can't afford walkers, wheelchairs, and so the bicycle becomes, you know, sort of their mobility device, and you get to learn a lot of these personal stories. I've had people come up to me and tell me like, hey, since I've got my bike repaired, I'm able to get to work now. I'm able to get my groceries. I'm able to get around the block. This program offers so much. That's something a lot of people can sort of empathize with, how difficult life can be when you can't get around. This is so much more than just bikes. It's people's lives.
My sister was a top student, and she was always telling me that if I became another time a top student, you have to buy me a bicycle in Afghanistan. Suddenly the government changed and they didn't let her to have a bicycle because girls are not allowed to have a bicycle in Afghanistan, which is something that people have here, and this community and this organization is making it possible for everyone, which I'm really happy and glad for that.
My favorite part about being involved with our Community Bikes is passing on the institutional knowledge that's been passed down to me. What I would like people to know about Community Bikes is that we're not just a bike shop, but we're also like a resource, like a neighborhood resource for parts, for DIY, for information. If there's one thing I can tell the community and like donors, I really want to say appreciation for their support. But we need more support in this time. Without their continual support, like, we're going to struggle to do what we've done.
You're supporting something really important. Like, for real. We couldn't do this without donors. It's really hard out here. People don't have money to fix their bikes. And we barely have money to fix people's bikes.
So to those who are part of it, whether volunteers, staff, community members, donors, thank you. Your contributions matter and help ensure that more people have access to bikes and the means to maintain them. Thanks for being part of it.
Hi, I'm Saiba. I just played a quick set with the Things.
Awesome. All right, and tell me about the music that you like. Who inspires you?
I listen to a lot of different genres. I know, like, everyone says that, but it really depends what kind of mood I'm in. But I've been listening to a lot of Elliott Smith. Recently, I covered his song Last Call today. So really like Elliott Smith.
Last call, he was sick of it all, asleep at home. Told you all and goodbye. But you know one day it'll come to haunt you that you didn't tell him quite the truth. Talker, you don't care what you say, you're a jade.